Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The first ever real-life crossroads between neighbors, between fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, friends, dogs and cats, Montagues and Capulets. We are finally at the crossroads. The New York Yankees need the New York Mets. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Are you going to say it? Are you going to say it?
I'm not sure if I'm going to say it.
I'll help you.
I know
you.
What you want me to say.
I'll help you if you need the help. It's simply Yankee fans from Metsies.
So the Mets have two games against the Boston Red Sox. Marcus Stroman is pitching the first one tonight. The Yankees hung on late last night and won 4-3. Toronto lost to Tampa in a thrilling ninth inning, actually. Up 6-2, give up a two-run home run, bases loaded, two outs, and they win the game. Tampa does.
Were you watching that game? I'm proud of you.
On my phone, I was.
Look at that.
I was interested, yes.
That is the beauty of pennant race baseball. In no world would Craig Carton ever watch Blue Jays Rays, but because of this fun, wholesome pennant race, you're glued to some guy named Dietrich Ennis trying to get Braylick Valera out with bases loaded, two out.
Dude, it's why wild card's good for the sport, because it keeps you alive like that. And as a fan, yeah, I had an interest in that game. Yankees got the job done first, and like 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, you know, Tampa finally closed out Toronto after a thrilling ninth inning. But here we are. They're a game out in the loss column of the second wild card spot, and they're obviously still alive for the number one wild card spot. The New York Mets are now in the picture. The New York Mets, in a plodding, pathetic, boring, we suck kind of way, have now entered the picture of relevant baseball. I've talked to a lot of Met fans throughout the day today. You and I have both talked to a lot of Met fans, and you are a diehard Met fan. If you are a Met fan, here's the position you are in. Your season is over. You have two games, so it's not the end-all, but very, very important. Would you like to see the New York Mets roll over and play dead because it negatively impacts the Yankees? Or as a Met fan, can you not bring yourself to root for your franchise to lose? Even though winning helps the Yankees, losing hurts the Yankees. And the flip side of that, you are a diehard, proud Yankee fan. Do you have it in you to ask? Will you look at your neighbor right across the way, who you know is a Met fan, and let them know we're pulling for you?
We need you.
We need you tonight and tomorrow night. Will you even ask that Met fan to say a little prayer for good luck? Now, my belief is that the majority of Met fans alive today would like to see the Boston Red Sox beat the Mets in thrilling, agonizing, edge-of-your-seat fashion that makes Yankee fans want to break something.
You think that's the majority of Met fans?
Yes, I do.
You think the majority of Met fans will spend the next two nights rooting against their team?
Not just rooting against their team, Evan. I think the majority of Met fans would like the Mets to be up 9-0 after two innings and blow the lead.
Wait a second. So yes. Met fans want Yankee fans to experience Edwin Diaz.
We want you
to feel what it's like.
I was on the streets of New York City today with Evan, and that's what I'm hearing. That's the way I feel.
Well, first of all.
The question is, what do you want?
First of all, before we get to me, let's address the Yankee fan. Let's address you. Let's address Big Mac. There is no debate, okay? This isn't difficult. This isn't a back and forth. For you, it's easy. You need our help, and that's okay. A few weeks ago, it was probably about a month ago, I said to you, I need you, Yankees. Beat the Philadelphia Phillies
for me.
Beat the Atlanta Braves for me. And that was much earlier in this pennant race. And I've always heard in the past, like, interleague play is not new. So when the Mets would play the Red Sox in April or May, and I would ask the question, some Yankee fans would say, well, I don't need your help. I just don't. It's early in the season. We'll be fine. We're at a point in the season in which you can't have that arrogance. You're two games behind the Boston Red Sox. While you could sweep them potentially over the weekend, you don't want to be in a position where you have to sweep them. You want to go into that series tied with them. You want to go in that series a game back. So you can't have that arrogance you used to have. So if you're a Yankee fan, Craig, there's no debate.
You want the Mets to win.
Of
because
course.
If the Mets win these next two games and the Yankees win two games or the next game, right? Because then what are they off on Thursday? They're both off on Thursday.
Yeah, they both have two more games before the off day
so
Thursday.
So Yankees win their two, Mets win their
you're
two.
Tied.
The New York Yankees are tied for the number one wild card spot. Forget about the second wild card spot. So thus the crossroads we are at. The proud Yankee franchise is in a position today that they have never been in before. Because typically come September, they've got a spot. Spot locked up.
Well, typically the Yankees have a spot locked up, and typically you don't have interleague matchups like this late in the year. So you've got this perfect storm of Yankees are in a legitimate pennant race, and the schedule makers gave us Yankees Red Sox on our Mets Red Sox on September 21st.
Yep, it's awesome. So now I'm looking at a Yankee fan right in front of me. So let's just start the party now. You want to join the party? Come on in. 877-337-6666. I don't care what side of the coin you're on. I don't care if you're a Met fan. I don't care if you're a Yankee fan. You've got an opinion on this. The Mets, now listen, the Mets can't guarantee a W, obviously. They're a below 500 team. But they do have arguably their most consistent pitcher all year long on the mound tonight in Marcus Stroman. If they're going to win, he's the guy that should bring him a W more than anybody else that I would line up on the mound for them because DeGrom's out, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to ask for the help? Are you willing to let Met fans know you're rooting for them tonight? And Met fans, where are you at?
Well, that, Craig, that's the one that's tricky. The Yankee, dude, seriously, if you're a self-respecting Yankee fan, how could you let your blind hatred for the Mets affect you? It's about
you. It happens.
I always say this as a fan of teams and a guy who dislikes certain teams in this town. I'll never be too proud to beg or ask for help. Like if the Knicks, you know my feelings towards the Knicks, if they could help me get a better seed in the Eastern Conference,
then take it.
I'm going to suck it up and I'm going to root for the New York Knicks. So for the Yankee fan, who the hell are you to say, nah, I can't root for the Mets.
Well,
come on.
We're going to find out right now.
The Met one is, I will admit this though, Craig, and I have talked to many a Met fan, including my dad, lifelong diehard Met fan and card-carrying Yankee hater.
When the Yankees won the pennant in 78, Evan
76.
Roberts.
76.
Was it 76?
Yes.
Evan Roberts' father left the country because he didn't want to deal with Yankee fans. That is not a made-up story.
True story. True story.
That is the level of dislike he has for the Yankees and love he has for the New York Mets. So, you asked your father. Your father said what in regards to the Mets' next two games against the Red Sox?
He said, look, I'll never root against the Mets, but I don't mind if we lose tonight and tomorrow. I don't mind it.
All right.
I'm not gonna lose any sleep over it.
See, and I think that's the majority of Met fan. I think the Met fan wants them to lose the next two because they want to go to work the next day, see their buddies who they know are diehard Yankee fans, and say, sorry, sorry about that. We're not helping you guys try to get to your 28th title. We're not going to do it. We're going to stand in the way of it to the best of our ability. Now, you're a diehard Yankee fan. I'll go to Big Mac on this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to look Evan in the eye and say, da-da?
I don't know about that. I will say I have no pride nor arrogance, and I will gladly say, Yankees fans for Metsies.
Wow. And right is, out of the
gate. Oh, there's
gate.
No problem.
And
that,
what
it
I
is res- easy.
And what I respect
and
about
I will
being,
say, as I say thank you, I will also say you're welcome, because the only way you're relevant after Labor Day is to block the Yankees. So it's a thank you and a you're welcome in the same
and this,
okay.
This is all a guy right. who in the past, when I've brought up interleague matchups where the Mets could help the Yankees in April, May, sure. June, July, has always had this arrogant, we don't need your help.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see Big Mac having a change of view. I like it.
Yeah,
it's been an interesting season. I've had many of yous up and down this entire year. And right now it is, please help.
There's also a lot of Met fans that we've talked to throughout the day today that feel like, you know, typical Met fashion, they'll win these two games. You know, when it doesn't mean anything for them, watch them go out there and Stroman's going to be allowed to pitch through 7 or 8 innings tonight. And Rojas ain't going to take him out. So there's that feeling of, when you're a Met fan, I think it's like Murphy's Law, kind of. Whatever could go wrong will go wrong. When you needed the W's to stay alive and, you know, the rest of the division was kind of tanking, and had you won your games in late August, all of a sudden you might have gotten back in it and been a wild card team or better, win the division. That now that you're out of it, this would be the perfect time, a very Met-esque, for the New York Mets to come through with back-to-back W's against the Boston Red Sox. I'm fascinated by it because it transcends sports. Now it's humanity. It's relationships.
Right.
This is the beauty of sports, that right now, this debate is raging on inside every Met fan alive, and it's attacking, or I think revealing, the level of arrogance that Yankee fans have had for so long. You need your little brother's help. Are you going to bend down and ask for it? And if you're that little redheaded stepchild brother, which the Mets have been since their existence
not
here in New York.
Not a fan of that analogy, but
fair
okay.
Enough,
okay.
You're in a spot to say, all right, fine, we're New Yorkers at the end of the day. We got your back, you don't want to have their back.
We're in a win-win spot, Met fans. I'll tell you why, all right? In relation to dealing with your friends who are Yankee fans. If the Mets win the next 2 days, we can arrogantly say, you're welcome. You needed a little brother,
right?
We helped you out. Now, if the Mets lose the next 2 days, you can laugh at them and say, sorry, we tried. So the Met fan is in a much better spot. I'll tell you how I feel. Do you know how I feel?
My gut is that you can't root for your team to lose. So while you may not get any joy out of being able to say to the Yankee fan, you're welcome, I don't think you're going to root for your team to lose.
You're spot on. I cannot sit here in good conscience.
It's not in your DNA.
It's just not. Like, I've seen when it comes to draft picks like the Jets last year, even the Nets years ago at the lottery, where, hey, it benefits you to lose. But I have a very difficult time doing it. Last year with the Jets was the first time I ever moved into a place where I knew losing was better. And you're going to make fun of me for saying this, but I really need to be honest with you. They don't have an X next to their name that says they've been eliminated. That doesn't exist.
Okay.
And so while the Mets are 7 games back in the loss column for the National League East, what have we always said? If they can get to 3 going into the final weekend of the year, they've got a shot. So really, the Mets are 4 games back. So it's tough, even though it's unlikely and it's not going to happen and I'm not believing in it, to ever root against my team before it's really, really over. Because it's not really, really
over. Well, we'll get your take on it. 877-337-6666. We have a lot of stuff to do today. But that'll be a theme throughout, because it's Hatfields and McCoys, man. That's what it is. It is two franchises. No love lost for one another. Subway Series always brings out the best in both. And now here we are in a very unique spot that I don't know we've ever been in baseball history before in this town.
We haven't, for two reasons. Again, and I've mentioned this to you a lot because I'm fascinated by it, I have to be honest. In my lifetime, we have rarely seen the Yankees in a true pennant race. And I'm talking about a real pennant race. You know, they were in a pennant race in 2005, but it didn't matter. It was for the American League East. In fact, the Yankees finished tied for the American League East in 2005. The reason you don't remember, the reason most people don't remember, is because there was one wild card spot. Both teams got the wild card, and it didn't matter who was the winner of the division and the wild card. They sort of collapsed in 2000, if you recall. They lost 15 out of their last 17, but no one ever felt that was a real pennant race. So the Yankees haven't had a true blue, I'm schedule watching, my playoffs are on the line, it's touch and go every day. They haven't had a real pennant race, and then you throw that in with the schedule makers giving us Mets Red Sox in September, it's true. Like, we really haven't seen anything like this in our lifetime.
Well, we're in the middle of it right now. We'll take your calls on it. We got a bunch of football to get to, of course, Jets and Giants. Last night's Monday night game, some of the Peyton and Eli stuff from the broadcast as well, and a whole lot of stuff in between, including what might be become, I think, the single biggest sports scandal of all time. It's brewing right now, and we're going to have to see how it plays its ugly head out. And it intimately affects the locals more than any other franchises in the world. We'll explain what we're talking about coming up on that in a bit. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Luis Rojas manages the same way now as he did back in April anyway. So it's not like you know Stroman ain't going seven. Right? He's coming out. So there's no worry about them suddenly. Like, if he suddenly has, you know, the bullpen up in the third, then you'll know full well he's trying to screw the Aggies, but he's not going to go out of his way to, for sure.
Have you done it yet, by the way?
Have I done what?
Have you given me an impassioned Yankees fan?
No. I said I made a vow when I opened up my church, and I'm a man of the cloth now, that I would never do that.
Why?
Because it just goes against my beliefs, and it goes against the principles of the church, which was Mets fans for Yankees!
But when you opened the church,
yeah,
you didn't probably never envisioned yourself, A, doing afternoons, and then B, becoming a New York Yankee fan.
Certainly didn't.
And then C, needing the New York Mets help. Those are things that even you, as someone who created a church, could not foresee.
Nope, never. I can't say I ever saw this one coming, Ev.
Circumstances change.
Yes, clearly they have.
Yes, they have.
Maria's in Massapequa. Maria, what's cooking, baby?
Hi, I'm so glad to get in on this call.
Yeah.
Because I have a very unique perspective on this.
Okay.
I am a Mets fan, and I, for one, am personally hoping they win every last game, straight through to the end.
Okay.
Now, that being said, my caveat is that I was born and bred a Yankee fan.
Well, what happened to you? Midlife crisis? No, bad relationship?
Can you say George?
George. When George passed away, you became a Met fan?
No. When he took over the team.
Wow.
Oh, can you do me a favor?
Wow.
Could you please say the following words for me out loud?
Okay.
With passion, okay? Like it means something to you?
Uh-oh.
Could you please say, oh my goodness gracious?
Oh my goodness gracious.
Okay, but I want you to say, like, goodness gracious! Like that.
Goodness gracious!
Perfect. Now, could you please say this for me? Same kind of passion. What's wrong with you people?
What's wrong with you people?
Oh, I love it.
You did
now
marvelous.
Listen, yeah. I'm going to agree that most Met fans, and I listen to them all,
mm-hmm.
will hope that Boston beats the hell out of the Mets. Just because.
Yeah, I think there's a... I don't know if age has anything to do with it. My gut is that a majority of Met fans would like to see the Mets lose, specifically to screw the Yankees, yes.
But yes, absolutely correct. I'm not one of those Met fans.
Well,
and I don't know if it's because I was a Yankee fan initially.
Mm-hmm.
I swapped over in like 1980, 1981, after that fabulous 76.
All right, so you got the best of the late 70s Yankees, got the 80s
yes.
Mets.
Okay, now
yes,
do me a favor. Say
right,
this, say this for
did.
Me. Can you please say, with that same attitude you used earlier, with the same emotion, could you please say, Roger Clemens is in George Steinbrenner's box?
It's got to be a special place for Roger Clemens.
Yeah, but could you say
those
words?
I don't know what it is.
Could you say those words for me? Roger Clemens is in George Steinbrenner's box.
What does that mean, even? I'm not sure what that means.
It means he was standing in George Steinbrenner's suite 20 years ago. Could you just say those words for me?
Roger Clemens was in George Steinbrenner's box. I have no doubt about that.
I love it. You're a voice double. I love you, Maria. You
not
call any time,
doubt
okay?
in my mind. And there better be a special place in hell for that guy.
For who? For Roger Clemens?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
A special place in hell for Roger Clemens.
I love you, Maria.
Absolutely.
Sorry,
that was inexcusable what he did. Inexcusable what he did.
Which
to Piazza.
Thing? Oh, throwing the ball Piazza?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For
okay.
sure.
Okay.
No doubt. Nothing's ever risen to that level, except maybe the takeout slide at second base.
Well, anyway, why don't you start talking about it? We'll give you, would you want to do a 1 hour show here one night coming up this fall?
Ooh, I would love to.
All right. We will set. I'm going to put you on hold. I think you'd be a great host for one show for 1 hour, okay?
Could I do a whole show?
No, well, we're gonna help you out. We'll help you out.
Oh, fine.
All right.
I don't know. Like, I'm not a real good statistician.
Nah,
so.
That's why Evan's here.
All right,
hold on one sec, Maria. Once you feel up to it and you're vaccinated and all that stuff, we're going to have you come in and do an hour, okay?
I'm vaccinated.
Good for
I'm
you.
And you know who I'm going to work on as a special guest for her?
Grab
Roger
two guys.
Clemens.
Yeah, you so go right to hell.
She gets 10 Clemens. Minutes with him.
There's
you go to hell, Roger.
There's a special place in hell for him after what he did to Mike Piazza. Throwing things at him in the manner that he did. She sounded just like Susan, didn't she?
Is that what you were going for?
No.
No kidding.
Yeah. Here's Andrew in Middletown. Andrew, what's good with you?
Hey, thanks for taking the call,
guys.
Big fans of both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So just in my opinion, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I honestly don't see these games against the Mets and the Red Sox mattering too much to the Yankees. Let's say the Red Sox the Mets beat the Red Sox these next two games.
Okay.
The Yankees beat the Rangers.
Yeah.
We're now walking into Boston for three games where we don't do well historically. After that, we're walking three games into Toronto where we historically don't do well. And then we got to come home and get bludgeoned by the Rays.
I think you have to view it this way. So you're looking at, what, 0-9 out of 10 the season? Is that your prediction?
Is that how you view it?
I mean, if you think they're going to be 0-9 or thereabouts, then yeah, you're right. The Mets-Red Sox series will have no bearing on the Yankees' tank. You're right.
But you're wrong,
sir. The Yankees aren't going to be bludgeoned by the Red Sox, Toronto, and Tampa. First off, Tampa's not even playing for anything.
Right. Well, you're telling me
Tampa's going to walk into New York with the possibility of taking the Yankees out of the playoffs, and they're not going to bring everything.
No. Here's what I think the Tampa Bay Rays are going to do. They're going to try hard, but they're also mapping out their plan for the postseason,
pitching wise,
yeah. Rest wise. So yeah, I think the guys on the field want to stick it to you. Absolutely. When you're playing baseball, you're going to want to win. They're going to want to eliminate the New York Yankees. You're 100% right. But Kevin Cash is going to manage as if he's preparing for the postseason.
Sure.
But here's why these games matter. You don't want to go into Boston needing to sweep them. Because you're right. The odds are the Yankees aren't going to sweep the Boston Red Sox. If you go in there two games back, you got to sweep them. That's the spot you're putting yourself in. If you go into Boston tied, it's a little bit different. So these games matter. Right now, you're two games behind the Boston Red Sox. That's a tough spot. It's a tough spot going to Fenway Park two games back.
Which is why the Mets-Red Sox series is point-on important, because it's two. You beat them both games, assuming the Yankees, because God knows if they will, they didn't take care of business against Cleveland or against Baltimore. But if they won the next two, you go into those series tied.
Here's what you need. A realistic, this would pump me up, expectation for the New York Yankees. Tell me if you signed for this as a Yankee fan. You take care of the next two games against Texas. That's a must. You saw that Ranger team last night. You saw that lineup they put on the field. They have scored the fewest runs in the American League. They hit the fewest home runs in the American League. They're an inept offensive team. Beat them two more times. And just get a split from the Mets. If you do that, you go to Boston one game back. What does that mean? It means you just need to win the series. Go in there, win two out of three, and now you're tied with the Red Sox going into the final week of the year.
I mean, it's obvious. It's basic. You need it. Listen, you want, you know, there's some people have this dopey notion of, I want to play the best when they're at their best. No, you don't.
No.
Why would you ever want that? You never want that. You want, what's the easiest road from today to a championship? That's what all teams should want, all franchises, and all fans should want. You know, the notion of, oh, well, that's not as good a championship because I played them shorthanded. Shut up. The trophy doesn't change based on who you play. So what's the easiest road for the Yankees? Well, it's the Mets beating the Red Sox the next two nights. I'm not saying they're going to.
And the Yankees,
but that's the easiest road.
And the Yankees, by the way, have a very difficult road. If you ask me right now, are the Yankees going to make the playoffs October 5th? Are they going to play that night? No. I think they have a very tough road because, yes, not only do they have to beat Texas, but they have Boston, Toronto, Tampa, and the Red Sox. You know who the Red Sox play after they play the Yankees? Do you know who they play? I'm going to tell you. They play the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Nationals. So every freaking game matters.
Which is why you can't be two back going into that
series. It's why you need the New York Mets.
Yeah.
Let's just be blunt about it. It more so than you ever have in your lives as Yankee fans. If you want to make the postseason, and I know there's a few of you morons out there who are like, I don't want to make the playoffs.
Why wouldn't you want to make the playoffs?
Because they have this idea that, oh, there'll be major changes if they don't make the playoffs.
Why would you want major changes? I want to make the playoffs. I make the playoffs, I have a chance to win a World Series.
That's how I view it, bro.
It's got no impact one way or the other on what they're going to do this offseason. Well, they know they're a flawed team.
I think that it could have an impact on what they do during the offseason.
Maybe if they won a World Series, but, I mean, today no one thinks they're going to.
No, but the first thing you said I completely agree with, and that is just get me to the playoffs.
I've never, please tell me that those people don't really exist.
Oh, no, they exist. I've talked to them.
I'd rather they lose.
Yes.
So what? So then you can get some satisfaction over Aaron Boone or Brian Cashman being fired? So if you had two choices, the left choice is a pile of steaming dog dew, and the right is a porterhouse steak. You'd rather have the dog dew? That's asinine to me.
Because in 2 years we'll have two porterhouse steaks. That's what they believe.
Well, those people need help. Like, legitimate help.
It's not the majority, but there are people who view that. Now, I think if you're a diehard fan of the New York Yankees...
I'm sorry. That's so crazy to me.
I agree. Dude, I'm with you.
Like, and in this particular instance, we're giving you a choice. It's not up for debate. One plate is you're in the playoffs. The other one is you miss the playoffs, so you break it all down and start from scratch.
Well,
new GM, new manager.
The hope is breaking it all down leads you to a better place... next year and the year after. The problem
I live
that
in the
thought,
now. I'm getting the playoffs now. I'll take the playoffs now.
And also, I don't think losing guarantees they're going to blow the whole thing up. And the second thing is, as much as this is tough to comprehend because of how badly the Yankees have played, I believe this as a diehard baseball fan. I will say this until I'm really, really proven wrong. get to the playoffs. You can get hot at the right time.
Sure.
You can go on a run. I've seen it. We've seen it. I'm not going to bore you with examples, but it's happened. So I know as a fan of the team I root for, just get me in.
Right.
And by the way, I have that view for every sport, including the NBA,
where
that doesn't usually happen.
Yeah, I want in, man. You can't live for what might happen tomorrow if you're giving me the postseason berth today. I'm taking it. I'm running away with it. Like my orange Tic Tacs are mine. You can't have any. I'm running away with it. Oh, wait. But if you give those up today, tomorrow, we might not have three for you. It's like, do you know the neurological test, the marshmallow test? You ever heard of this test? It's one of the most famous tests ever done on human beings.
I don't
beings.
Think so. What is it?
Here's the marshmallow test. You can look it up if you think I'm BSing you. They take two kids, usually like first grade kids, okay? Two kids. They put them in a room by themselves sitting at a table. Like a scientist type of teacher comes in and says, kids, here's what we're doing today. I'm going to put a marshmallow in front of each one of you. If you want to eat it, you can eat it. There's no problem with you eating the marshmallow. If you will wait 10 minutes and you don't eat that marshmallow in the next 10 minutes, I will give you two marshmallows that you can eat. And that's all. That's the test.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not the kid goes for the marshmallow, which is no penalty, you just don't get two. Or can the kid sit there and wait the 10 minutes, clock's in the room so they can watch the clock turn around. Do you wait and get the two marshmallows? Now, it's supposed to give you some type of foretelling of who you are as a person for the rest of your life.
Oh, come on.
Look it up.
But there's a lot
of... It's the most famous test of all time.
But Craig, there's a lot of factors. Like, if you gave me the marshmallow test right now as an adult, I would think to myself, am I hungry?
But it's not for
adults. Do I want two marshmallows or do I want one marshmallow?
You would complicate it like you do everything, yes.
Yes.
But as a 8-year-old, you're going to sit there and some kids grab it right away. Other kids actually sit there.
And what does it
say? And they wait the 10 minutes.
What does it say about your future?
Well, the kids that wait, far more successful in life.
Really?
Yes.
And those that
grab the marshmallow, far less successful.
Aren't
in
you,
every aspect
well, hold
of
on
life.
A second. If we take the marshmallow test and compare it to the New York Yankees,
You're
arguing your own point.
I want the marshmallow now.
Oh, okay. You do want the...
Yes.
So you're going to be less successful.
Well, here's the difference.
Isn't that what you're saying?
It's a bad comparison in retrospect because...
It just blew up.
Nobody's guaranteeing me two appearances.
Right.
There's nothing guaranteed.
Right. Well, that's the problem. Right. The problem with the whole view of this...
I just always wanted to share the story about the marshmallow test, and I didn't think I was going to get another shot at it.
No, and you argued against yourself. The problem with this marshmallow test is if the Yankees miss the playoffs, there's no guarantee they're going to do anything. There's no guarantee Hal Steinbrenner is going to wake up and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to fire Cashman. I'm going to fire Boone. I'm going to change everything.
So now you have no appearance, a marshmallow, and nothing's changed.
Right.
Now, at the Evan Roberts at 7 years old, would you have eaten the marshmallow or would you have waited the 10 minutes? Based on your...
Was I hungry?
...knowledge. Well, I can't. No, you just got to
the room. That's a big part of it.
You're just in the room.
Listen, as a 7-year-old, I thought this way. If I'm hungry, I'd wait the 10 minutes. If I'm like, damn it, I'm only going to have one marshmallow anyway, blanket, I'll just have it. See? You got to think this way. And I thought that way as a 7-year-old.
No, you didn't.
How about this? I'll make you a deal.
If you're hungry, why not eat two of them?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it with my 5-year-old son.
Okay.
I may not do marshmallow. I may have to pick something else. Well, but I'm going to tell him.
It's not the marshmallow test.
What are you talking about? What if he doesn't like marshmallows?
Well, then he can't do the marshmallow test.
So then we'll call it the cookie test.
Well, does he like cookies?
Not really. What does he like? He likes strawberries. All right, Jed, here's the deal.
He likes strawberries over cookies?
He's not a cookie guy. And I've tried to give it to him.
All right.
Like,
well,
I
tried the test, but you guys have to leave the room.
I'm going to leave the room.
You're going to leave in a room by himself.
Yeah.
And in theory, if you had to set up a camera and monitor,
can I do
great.
It with a toy or does it have to be food?
You know, it's
no, I'm not complicating it. I'm trying to make it more relatable to somebody that likes certain things.
You no toys.
Okay.
It's food. You either eat it or you don't
so
eat it.
So it's got to be food.
You got 10 minutes. Don't eat it. I'll give you two.
What if the kid doesn't like marshmallows?
Then I guess he ain't going to eat it.
I mean, you think I'm complicating this. I'm not. I'm asking
pertinent
questions.
They obviously picked kids who filled out a form that said they like marshmallows.
All right.
Look the test up.
I'm going to do the test with my son. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. 877-337-6666.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Well, we're about to talk to a Met fan that wants the exact opposite to take place, and that's Paul in Raritan, New Jersey. Spelled backwards is Natterar, which is a very well-known Native American reserve. Go right ahead, sir.
What's up, boys? So tomorrow, 52 years, be a Met fan. And I can tell you from the deepest part of my soul, I'd like the Mets to set a go down in Major League history to be the only team to be no hit two games in a row. That's what I'd like.
There you go.
Misery loves company, buddy. Misery loves company.
There you go.
Company. Screw the Yankees.
You know what, Paul? I'm so glad you called, because here's what's fascinating to me about an hour into the show. I think your answer is the right answer amongst the Mets fan base, and here's
100%.
Why. Because if you play it out the other way, Mets beat the Red Sox, the Yankees get in, and you can look back and go, oh, got to thank the Mets for that big two-game series win at Fenway against the Red Sox. The Yankee fan, from the millisecond that they get into the playoffs, mm-hmm. is not going to remember the good deed that you did.
Can I?
And not
any
only
Mets
that.
Fan worked his, any Mets fan worked his way in salt. Hates the Yankees.
And they're going to rub your noses in it.
But, Paul, can I ask you, let me ask you a hypothetical and tell me if this wets your whistle. All right? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it does. The New York Mets beat the Boston Red Sox two straight days. They helped the New York Yankees. All right? And then the New York Yankees go to that same location, Fenway Park, over the weekend and get annihilated.
Well, that's a different story.
And so
you're changing the whole game.
I'm not. You can say, we helped you.
Yeah.
We did what we could, and you guys blinked it up over the weekend.
So listen, here's the bottom line. Evan, you got a better chance of seeing Santa Claus than anything like that happen and helping the Mets make the playoffs at this time. So get over it.
No. That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Screw the Yankees. I don't know what you said, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
See, I'm with you,
that's
Paul.
Fine.
I don't have to buy that.
Think,
here's
no
the problem.
Hitter Boston. Let's go,
I'm
Boston.
With Paul on that, by the way. And I think
you're
that's really the majority.
You're not a Mets fan, dude.
No, but here's why. Let's play out the reality.
Paul.
I think Paul's right. If the Mets beat the Red Sox and the Yankees do get into the playoffs, the Yankee fans are just going to rub it in your face at some point. Another year we're in the postseason, another year and you're not.
I understand that.
Why do you want to deal with that?
Because, first of all, what I said had nothing to do with how he answered or how you answered. I get it. The Mets are not making the playoffs. I mentioned earlier that part of the reason why I, as a Met fan, won't root against them tonight is that they haven't been mathematically eliminated.
Sure.
I own that. I stand by that. I get it. The odds are incredibly low. It would be a bigger comeback than seven back with 17 to play, as we recall the Mets blew. I'm pointing out that you can eat your cake and have it too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but so you're adding a new wrinkle to it.
No,
I got gotcha.
You just added a wrinkle because you have the Yankees in the playoffs.
No, the new wrinkle.
The Mets can't get the Yankees to the playoffs. They can help the Yankees get to the playoffs.
Yeah, but the new
but
wrinkle
the Yankees
is,
still have to win their games.
The new wrinkle is you're saying we helped them and they don't make it. That's a new wrinkle.
But, and your wrinkle is the Mets helped them. And they did make it.
Well, that's the whole premise here.
I understand, but they can help
the whole
them.
Conversation.
But it can be an either. It doesn't have to be an either or.
What? Because you added a wrinkle.
You added a wrinkle.
I did not add a wrinkle.
All the Mets can do, the Mets can't ensure the Yankees make the playoffs. They can make their road more possible.
No, we all know that. The point was, do the Mets help or not?
Yes.
Now the added wrinkle you put in was.
No, you added the wrinkle.
The Mets help and the Yankees still don't make it.
Well, but you added
that's
the wrinkle.
Not, but once you add that, then it's pointless.
No, but you added the wrinkle that the Mets are going to help and the Yankees are going to make
it. That's the whole premise here.
I understand
no,
that,
I
but
don't
it's
think
only
you do.
2 days.
Let me
like,
walk you through why you don't.
A week from now, whatever. I don't know.
No, but I don't think you do
understand. I do understand.
If you're putting the wrinkle in of the Mets win and the Yankees don't make the playoffs, no one cares. This is all the whole premise here.
It's the risk,
is
though.
That the Mets win and it helps get the Yankees in.
Well, but the thing is, it's all a risk. We don't know. Like, I'll give you a great example on the same lines. Let's say the Mets win tonight. They help the Yankees out. What does it mean if the Yankees lose tonight?
Are you wearing matching socks to your shirt today?
Yes.
You are. That was a conscious decision you made?
You know why.
But I just want to make sure I saw that right. At lunch today,
It's true.
I noticed that your pants came up. I saw the socks.
Yeah.
And I stored it away in the back of my brain. My 38-year-old partner wore coordinated socks with his shirt today.
Yes, yes.
You did.
I did.
And the shirt you're wearing is a New York Nets basketball shirt, an ode to the old school Nets.
That's right. Do you want to explain why I thought it was important that I wear this thing?
Perhaps later today I shall.
Because there's a
reason.
I
wanted to make sure I saw it right.
You did. And in fact, I'll give you a better look.
If you don't mind.
So here are my socks. They are the red, white, and blue New Jersey Nets logo socks that they actually paid homage to earlier this season.
Yes.
The 1990-1991 New Jersey Nets. And luckily, the colors match the old ABA Nets colors as well.
So I'll make sure I saw that, right? You want to hold it up again so we can take a solid shot of that, you know, for digital?
Of course.
Yep.
Here I am.
We may actually put out more than one video today. So they asked for a shot of
that. But again, you understand.
I get it.
Why it was very, very important that today, I usually don't look at days like that. I just put whatever on. But today was a very important, meaningful day for me to wear net stuff.
Today was like class picture day.
Is that what you think it was?
Evan wanted to match, so he does. Roscoe's in Brooklyn on the Fan. Roscoe, good afternoon.
Something else is brewing in New York, and we should get to the bottom of it.
I think we should.
Something happened last night after the game where usually the compañero, you know, indicates to the compañera who was the, you know, the star of the game.
Okay.
So it went blank, and I think CeeLo should get to the bottom of it. It went blank right after the game, and then you hear John scream, "But we're on the air!" And it went blank again.
Really?
All you hear is like the background. All you hear is like the stadium, you know, like the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like 7 minutes already into after the game is over. So I'm thinking to myself, hey, is Susan gonna give her star of the game?
Right.
But I'm like 7 minutes is nah. So John comes back on, gives the play-by-play of, you know,
right,
what the score was, and then says, "Okay, broadcasting live from New York, blah blah blah, duck duck duck, go studio," and that's it. It went blank.
Really?
So there was no Susan yesterday.
So there was no Susan with the star of the game afterwards.
Listen to the last seven minutes. All right, now, also, I noticed that WFAN plays the pregame in Yankee Stadium. Do you think that you guys are going live right now in Yankee Stadium?
There might be people listening to us live
in
Yankee Stadium.
No, the whole stadium. No, Craig.
Are we over the PA system?
Craig, listen to me. The next time you go to Yankee Stadium, when you're waiting for a beer or you're buying, you know, you're listening to Susan and
John. Yes, well, they do that during the game. Yes, they plug in the radio at the stadium.
Yeah,
That's true.
When you go to the restroom or you buy a beer, you could hear John and Susan describing
correct.
The game. Yeah,
yes,
that is
correct.
True. Yes.
So I'm saying to myself, hey, is WFAN announced, you know, like during the pregame?
We might be in the. I hear what you're saying. There's a chance that everybody heard us yesterday.
Yeah, that's the
inside
question.
The stadium.
The question at hand
mocking
is,
Susan is
right,
what he said.
That's the question. Like, was that being
ladies
broadcast?
And gentlemen, we want to adjust your attention to the urinals behind sections 140 through 253. If you'll put your ear to the sky, you will now hear the final moments of the Carton and Roberts program. Of all the dramatic things gone, what's wrong with these people? How can these people possibly make fun of Garrett Cole after everything he's done for them?
Well, you know, sir, Garrett Cole carried the team on his back half of the season.
I know, but of all the dramatic things, Derek Jeter's got special balls. Yeah, I mean, I guess that could have happened.
Oh,
know.
Who cares?
Oh, who cares is right.
Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, ho, ho.
Where's CeeLo? He's got to investigate that postgame.
I found it.
You found it?
Yeah.
Is it the way Roscoe described it?
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
play it.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Oh, here we are.
And she has her man. Susan, star of the game, sponsored by Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all.
All right, John, I'm down here now. With Gary Sanchez. Oh, stop that, stop that, stop that. All right, hold on. Now I got to zip my lip. You have to try to amplify that. Well, you're going to hear John say something to the effect of, is she on the air right now? I can't hear it. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
All right, so I apologize. I totally jumped that call on that. My bad. Back it up a teeny bit there,
please.
Yeah,
I think he says, I assume she's on the air, but I can't hear it.
Right.
I think that's what he says.
That's what he does.
Play it again. Go ahead.
Presume it's on the air. I can't hear it, right? It
doesn't matter. Wow. Nothing?
Wow.
Coming back?
I presume it was on the air. I didn't hear it. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Wow.
And then it goes to commercial.
Wow.
Wow. So what happened?
I guess it wasn't on the air.
Yeah, check what happens. Check what happens during our break. Check what happens when they come back from commercial. Does at any point he get her on? Does he acknowledge it? I presume we're on the air, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's
I didn't hear
part.
It. I presume it's on the air, but it doesn't really matter because I'm not talking. And when I'm not talking, it doesn't count or it doesn't matter.
You think that's what he's thinking?
Plus, Derek Jeter's got special balls.
A-Rod has special balls.
A-Rod's got special balls.
Now he just comes back after break and does the little read he does going into the postgame.
And that's it?
Yep.
No acknowledgement that it never took place?
You can hear it. You
nothing?
Hear it?
I mean, if it's nothing, it's nothing.
No, it's nothing.
All right, there you go. So something happened last night. Gary Sanchez must have been the guy.
I would
right?
assume Gary.
Yeah, hit the home run there in the
Wanna
second
go a
inning.
Little Clay Holmes out of the bullpen.
Maybe
Chad Green.
Maybe. Chad Green's a good candidate.
Maybe, especially since she did Gary a couple days ago.
I bet you Chad Green.
Maybe make Chad feel a little bit better about himself.
Pitch well.
I can see that.
Yeah, Nestor had to come out of the game in the fifth. Booney's going to Greeny in the fifth. So we never got to hear the voice of Chad Green and Susan Allman. I'm kind of disappointed.
Gosh, let me think if that's going to change my life. Nope, I checked.
It bothered Roscoe. I mean, think about it. Guy called up the air to say, I'm concerned.
What's going on?
What's happening?
There's something going on between what's going on? If I was just some kind of technical snafu, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I would guess that.
Yeah, we should definitely get to the bottom of it before tonight's game, though. For Susan, if you're listening, by all means, call in and let us know who you're. Like, what if we had a star of the game giveaway? You know, sometimes we'll do, what was what do we call it?
The Yankee Turning Point of the Game contest.
Yeah. Hi, it's Moose and Maggie. The Yankee turning point of the game last night, Maggie, was whatever, right?
Is that John or Moose?
I don't know what it is. Not me. Combo. Whatever it is, right?
Right.
Like, what if you did that and, like, Susan's mic didn't work, and who wins? I don't know. How do you handle that?
I'd be a question for the contest organization. I have no idea.
Guess. Evan, I got an interesting email from a listener of the show who bought two tickets to Thursday night's comedy event. And unfortunately, his schedule changed, him and his wife, so he can't make it. And he wants to give his two tickets away to another listener.
That's very nice of that person.
I don't think there's any rules against that.
No.
So I think we'll do that probably later this hour.
That's a very nice gesture.
Right?
Very nice gesture.
I think so.
Yes.
And have we given the tickets? Have we put them aside for the gal who was getting married and then got screwed by Boomer and Gio on the wedding? Have we sent their name? Have you given me her name? I don't think you have. Can I please make sure I have the name so when they show up, there are two tickets waiting for them for the show? All right? Because you guys, little things fall through the cracks. And then, first off, the morning show canceled their wedding, and then we're going to cancel their appearance at a comedy show? I don't want to play any part of that. So let's make sure we have that locked down, okay?
You got it.
Thank you.
Right on it.
Well, it doesn't be you. You don't have to take it. It could be the other guy.
Tommy? Guy.
Well, he kills his microphone, but I don't know if you speak for him or not, but just make sure Tommy is aware that we have to make sure that her name is on a list so that she's able to go to the show like we promised.
On behalf of the both of us,
yes.
I'll make sure that
I'm here. Don't worry, the mic works.
No, I don't want that mic working.
The other guy.
I've asked engineering to make sure that mic never works, please.
They like when I'm on the air. So
Nobody likes when you're on the air.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, name three.
Let's see. Evan, Spike, and C-Mac.
Evan, Spike, and C-Mac?
Something's up with his mic, too.
Oh, and my mother. Maybe engineering did come in here.
Three there.
I don't want to argue it. I'll get you her name.
877-337-6666. So Evan and I had lunch today with the owner of Gotham Comedy Club. And on the way back from lunch, Evan stopped in his tracks like a schoolgirl seeing Justin Bieber for the first
time. That's really how you're going to compare it.
And Evan said, oh, my God, look who it is. I didn't know who the person was. But Evan took a picture with the person and actually talked storylines with this person as well.
He talked a little bit with him.
I will tell you after the break who Evan needed his picture taken with if you haven't seen on Twitter just yet. 877-337-6666. Met fans, are you willing to take the sword to help the New York Yankees get to another postseason? Or would you rather watch the Boston Red Sox beat the Mets down tonight and tomorrow night? Simple question. What's your answer?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.